We're working on a new series. Yay! New month, new series. Everybody happy? The last one was tough, wasn't it? Last month was about power. So did you learn to honor, respect, and use your power in a slightly different way?
Yes.
Good. Good job. So it's worth coming, isn't it? It's worth listening to all this stuff. All right. Blessings abound. We all know that we live in a beautiful universe, don't we? But sometimes when we're looking at the world around us, or we look at the prices of things, or we look at whatever, we don't feel that way, do we? It feels like the choices of our fellow man are changing the landscape. I shall use that word. The choices of our fellow man are changing the landscape of what we're experiencing. And sometimes we can get a little caught up in that and then forget that we actually do live in an abundant universe. You know, science tells us, this may have been adjusted in the last 5 years, but 5 years ago, science told us that the way we fly, we hurl through space. We are flying so fast. Our planet, our universe is flying so fast. And it's in relationship gravitationally to other universes and to central sun that mathematically we really should be separating from one another, that we should be flying away from each other, but we're not. And they didn't know why. They don't know why. There's something going on that holds us in a relationship that allows our Earth to continue. And if it's allowing us to continue, it allows other universal things to continue. So even when we try to make it not so, it's still so. We are living in a space where we are being protected, loved, supplied. It's an abundant space. And if we can remember that, we can stay in that knowing that we don't have to accept the landscape. We can create our own landscape. Okay? So I wanted to start off, you know, I'm Cindy. I always look at what is the problem we have? So we're going to do the problem first. You ready? Why do we forget that we live in an abundant universe? Why do we forget? Because you'll tell any child you see, of course you can have anything you want, baby. Maybe not today. And maybe it's not in our budget right now. But of course you can. Let's manifest it, right? Freely give that information to little ones. Yet we withhold it from self. So I just wanted to go over a few little things that keep us from truly staying in this space of knowledge. It's a space of knowledge at all times. The first one is, what keeps us from receiving is our focus. We have access to the bounty of God's love. We live in God's love, but do we focus on that or do we focus on other people? Now, as human beings, here's a list of things that you might be focusing on. Do you want to protect somebody? Do you see someone as less fortunate? Do you see someone as not capable? We are viewing what we call limitation when we see that. And when you view limitation or see someone or think of them as limited, what are you calling to yourself? Limitation. When I focus on limitation, I'm calling limitation to me. I'm now resonating with what I see. I'm resonating with what I see. I call it to me. So when I focus on situations, and Cindy's is protection. You guys know me. If anybody's coming at some of my peeps, you know, Mama Bear comes out. I'm working on it. I'm aware of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I know that's my Achilles heel. That's where I didn't get dipped in the golden dust. So I have to begin to understand that when I see a client, a family member, someone I love being tested or tried, I have to recognize that my protecting them doesn't necessarily help them. My loving them helps them. My sending the energy of trusting that they know what they're doing helps them. My sending the light of divine intervention helps them. But me bucking up and trying to protect doesn't do anything, but puts me in the front of their moving train, which I did not create. Do you understand? Does anybody do protection too? Okay. How about less than? Oh, they're just poor babies. They're just so less than. And we feel sorry for them. We've got to lift them up. Anybody do that? When you lift somebody up, honest to goodness, you realize, I speak from experience, but I've hopefully worked through this one. When you lift somebody up, the minute you stop, you know what happens to them? Right back down to their level of consciousness. And you know who they get mad at? You. Because you've been the ladder. L-A-D-D-E-R. You've been the ladder that helped lift them. They enjoyed it. But when you say, okay, now you've learned your lesson, I'm going to let go. Where was my focus? On them. And what was I being to them? I was their savior. I was their God. Oh, you poor baby. Oh, you poor baby. Let me show you God. Let me be your God. Come on, let me be your God. Lift you up. Do you think I've done that a million times? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bonnie has witnessed it happening. And you've seen me improve, I know. Okay, these are human things, but when our focus goes to less than, we produce less than for self. The not capable, let me do that for you. How many workaholics? You have this one, whether you want to own it or not. I have to do it because they're not capable. So hiding behind bulletins will not save you. But do you hear what I'm saying? So what my focus is now, I am Superwoman. Put on my cape. I shall go save the world. But I'm doing it with my talents and abilities. Now, when we are in any of these modalities, and there are many, many more, but this is just some of our main limitations that we share. When we're in these modalities, how open are we to the abundance of the universe? What are we focusing on? Somebody else. Somebody else's limitation. And how helpful are we to ourselves? And how helpful to them? None. Okay. When we see all as children of God that are totally capable of choosing. They may not be capable of doing the job you do, that's true. But they're capable of making choice, are they not? They're capable of choosing. Remember the beautiful service David did last week? There's a choice in everything. You can always find a choice. And if you can find a choice, you can move, you can find power. They are capable of choosing. If we see that, then we can see ourselves as the same. If I see you as a child of God capable, I may not have wanted to script what you're going through. I may not have written your life story. I wouldn't have written it that way. Honestly, I really wouldn't have. But yet you did, and you went through your experiences, and now you stand in a space where you find lessons and you find yourself strong and capable, or not strong and capable, but your soul was strong when it wrote the script. Do you hear what I'm saying? And for me to say, oh, you poor person, no, your soul was strong when it wrote the script. And your soul is going to do well with that script because that's what you chose. And for me to think anything less of your script puts me in your story. Now my script is there, and now I'm in your story. Do you hear? Okay. All right. Now, when I go into your story, where's my source? Where's my God? Where's my choice? I'm all caught up in your energy. When we see everybody's a powerful child of God, making the right choice for them, then we can begin to focus on the promises of God for us, the light of God for us, the abundance of God for us. Because that person that is making a choice you could not understand, that person is living their dream the best they know how. You guys with me? Okay. I'll give you a tiny little example. Many years ago, my son and Patrick are football babies. And so, so violent, people are getting hurt. Many years ago, I really, really, really did not care for watching it because it was so violent and people were getting hurt. And David sat me down, looked at me, and he goes, Mom, those kids are living their dream. They are having fun. They're doing what they love to do. And if they get hurt, that's their choice, Mom. I went, okay, I'm with you. Now I scream at them too, run, catch that ball. And if they get hurt, I send Reiki. I do. And I enjoy it. And I enjoy the game now because I see every little soul on that field is doing what they want to do. I wouldn't have chosen it for them because I'm more like, let's sit down and play chess. But they love it. So yes, do you see? We can honor people's choices even when we do not resonate with the action. It's not for me, but it is for them. So that was just a simple thing. And you can come to peace with it. So when we start focusing on the promises of God, and we start focusing on the awareness of the abundance of the universe, then we can lift out of that limitation and we start moving into that being our focus. That being our focus. Okay. Someone else's limitation always brings my limitation. So in the scripture, and I really can't find this one. I've looked for it several times. It's in the New Testament. It says, ask for what you want. Your father knows you have needed these things before you ask. It's in there somewhere in New Testament. So I wanted to share a couple things in the Aquarian about asking. This is 99, and it's pretty cool. It says this, fix not your heart upon the things of earth. Be not anxious about the things to eat or drink or wear. God cares for those who trust in him and serve the race. If God so clothes and feeds the flowers and the birds that do his will he not feed and clothe his children when they trust in him? How simple is that? Clothe and feed. We're not talking about patting on the head. Make you feel good. I love you. We're talking about clothe and feed. We're talking about material. Well, matter doesn't exist. Science has taught us that now. We're talking about wearing things in this 3D reality. Things of this 3D reality God brings you. Clothe and feed. Jobs. Whatever. Do you hear me? We think we often have God in the spiritual realm. God is in all realms. So God will clothe and feed those that trust in him. And it says, seek first the kingdom of the soul, the righteousness of God, and the good of men. Seek the good of men and murmur not. Murmur not. Don't go into limitation. Stay in the positive. The other one is 109. I'm just reading this for you guys. God has a care for every living thing. He numbers the stars, the suns, and the moons, the angels, the men. Every petal of the rose is known by name. Will he not care much more for you who bear his image in your soul? And then in 117. 117 is the chapter where the disciples and Jesus are in a boat and this storm is coming. It's a very famous chapter. And everybody's freaking out because Jesus is asleep downstairs. And Thomas goes waking Jesus up and says, oh my God, have you no care for us? I can't believe he said that. Have you no care for us? You are sound asleep and we are near to death up here. There is a storm rolling. Jesus took a breath. I can see it now. Went up to the top of the boat and he calmed the waters and the wind with his voice. And then he looked at his disciples. You men of faith, where is your faith? You can speak and the winds and wave will hear and obey. How often do we turn to limitation even when we know better? Even when we know better. Okay. God will feed and clothe us. We live in abundance. If we allow ourselves to be supported, all of our needs will be met. And if your needs are met, what do you do next? I'm fed. I've got clothes. What do I do next? Huh? I create. I have experiences. I go out and make messes and clean them up and draw pictures and plant flowers. I create because I'm in training. God created. I'm a child of God. I need to create. Do I need to have clothing on first in our reality? Yes, we do. Do we need to be it's our reality. Do we need to be fed here? Yes, we need to be fed here. We need to be able to breathe and we need to be able to function physically. But after those are met, we create. We become the little children of Godlets running around creating things. How powerful is that? All right. Over 35 years ago, when I was a baby in metaphysics, I had a teacher who gave me a list of New Testament scriptures. It's called God's Promises. And I'm sure it's not everything in the Bible, but they're in the New Testament, most of them. And so I've given you a copy of them today, okay? So these are not from the Aquarian, but we are having an Aquarian class begin in January. And I want to challenge, is anybody taking that class? I want to challenge you all to come up with a list of God's promises from the Aquarian as you're cruising through your studies. Okay? Don't forget to do that. So in this list are the words that are held in scriptures that define our relationship with God. I'm going to read a few. I have come that they might have a life and have it abundantly. Sound good? Jesus is talking. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of change, which means every good and perfect gift is from God of light, constant. Doesn't change. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now we know in their language, kingdom means counsel. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you your counsel, as he's already fed you and clothed you, and now you're creating. Would you like that? Okay. Has anybody heard these before? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone that has ever been in our seminary program has a copy. They must learn them. Beloved, I pray that above all things you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That's pretty rich, isn't it? Give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, shaken down, running over. For the measure that you measure, it will be measured to you. Ask, and it will be given to you, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Whatever you wish men to do to you, do likewise for them, for this is the law and the prophet. If you remain with me, and my words remain with you, whatever you ask shall be done for you. In this the Father will be glorified, that you bear abundant fruit and be my disciple. Therefore I say to you, anything you pray for and ask, believe you will receive it, and it will be yours. It will be done for you. And truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me shall do the works which I do, and even greater than these, calming the waters and the winds, shall you do, because I go to my Father in heaven. Now, as I read that, what do you feel? Are they empty words for you? Do you feel those are pretty good promises? Do you feel that you realize these promises as you're walking through your days? Some of the scriptures may be more closely akin to your journey than others. But as I was working with the service, it was real interesting to me. They kept taking me back to God clothes and feeds those who trust in him. God will do these things when you turn to him. And it was such an important phrase for us to really start owning. And it's not trust. I'm trusting in you, God. It is receive from God. You have free will, so you don't have to receive the clothes from God, and you don't have to receive the food from God. You can do whatever you want. You can stomp your feet and rush off and be in your own world and live however you want to live. That's fine. But when you receive and you put yourself in a position of trusting that God will give, and I am open now to receive, now the flow can begin. With me? Okay, so this is what Miss Cindy did. My copy. Ta-ta. So, after every scripture, I wrote an affirmation for me. Yeah? So, the first one was, and you guys will write your own. I just want to give you some ideas. The first one was, I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. My simple affirmation, I am life's abundance. I am life's abundance. You guys want to know a little secret? The lottery got really big. Did anybody win? I don't even know if anybody won. It's like $1 billion. Now it's $2 billion. So, you know, Patrick bought a ticket, won. And, you know, I'm talking to God, and then I'm talking to myself. I'm saying, Cindy, what would you do if you won? And I said, oh my goodness, I'd set up little interquests all over the United States. It would be amazing. We'd have little ministries going and people could get healed and they could hear messages and we could, you know, send ministers out and it'd just be awesome. And the message I got back very clearly from God was this, Cindy, don't you believe that if the United States was ready for the message of interquest, it would already be out there? All the little villages would already have a little interquest and they'd already be studying and it would be, because you put money into it and put it out there does not mean they would receive it. And I went, got it. And then I was told very clearly, abundance. I was told clearly, Cindy, stay in your abundance. Stay in the space where you know you are supplied, where you know you are good. Because if I'm making interquests for everybody, where am I now going? Everybody else's world. Am I trying to be their God? Probably. Am I trying to make them change? Yes. Cindy, stay in your abundance. Stay in your abundance. You guys hear me? The energy of who I am, the energy of how I'm fed, the energy of God is my abundant life. I'm not going to read you all of them, but I'm going to read you a few that I really liked. Let's see which ones I really liked. I liked, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, which is counsel. I wrote, it is my good pleasure to receive the kingdom. I am ready now. Talk to me, God. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Father, Mother, God, I accept the lavish supply as you respond to my every desire. Now, as I'm bringing the two together, I'm saying the unlimited supply of the universal flow, and now I'm bringing it into my world. I accept that lavish supply of my every desire. Got it? Here's another one that's good. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me shall do the works which I do, even greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Most of us do not aspire to do those works because we're still struggling to do the works here, you know? Do you understand what I'm saying? We still have mathematical issues in front of us. We still have financial issues in front of us. We have relationship issues in front of us. We don't care about stopping storms. I am one with Jesus Christ. I now do the works of the Christ, which could be stilling a storm, or it could be solving a financial riddle. Could be anything. I am one with Jesus Christ, and I do the works of the Christ. When I say those personal affirmations, how does that feel? This is a way for us to turn into, to trust, to open, to access the promises. And these are not all of them. My last one I will share. Whatever you wish men to do for you, do likewise also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I will bless my brothers and sisters and see the Christ in all. I will bless them from what my storehouse has, from whatever I have, and I will know that they are God's child, empowered, and can choose and become what they need to choose and become. Okay. If we look at these promises, and I really encourage you guys to take them home, and y'all in Cyberland, this evening or so, I'll put them at the end of the Sunday service on YouTube. If I can, I'll figure out how I'll do that. Or on Facebook. If we can take this one little sheet and write, you don't have to write them all, but a couple that resonate with you, an affirmation that says, yes, I'm going to receive this and I'm going to trust it. Whenever you say that affirmation, you're tapping back into the promise. You don't even have to tie them together in your mind. You can just say the affirmation you wrote. I am life's abundance. I'm tying back into the promise. Then the landscape of your world will be created by you. Do you hear me? We do not have to deal with the limitations that are being presented to the whole by people. We don't have to deal with anyone else's landscape. We can stay in the abundant flow of the universe. How would you feel if all your needs were met and all you had to do was decide what you wanted to do in the morning? What do you want to do? How would you feel? Blessings are an energy of joy that brings you something that you need. A blessing is an energy that brings you what you need. Blessings abound. It doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be long. It can just be one thought that you open to receive and acknowledge the blessings of God for you. Just one thought. You guys want to try it? All right, let's anchor it. And let's breathe. I know it's been a lot of words today, lots of words. And I want you to just feel your chair and just begin to feel the energy of abundance flowing through you, the energy of God's light moving through you. Father, Mother God, we ask that your love engulf all who are here, and we ask that they feel your peace. And I want you to imagine a beautiful column of light coming over you. Just imagine you can lift up that column of light. And as you lift, you can feel the energy shifting and changing around you. And the light will open and you'll find yourself in some beautiful space. A space within your consciousness. And just feel the presence of Jesus Christ with you. And there's peace here. And the words that were attributed to him, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. In this space of peace, what does abundance look like in your world? Take a moment just to choose. Use your words, your energy. I receive this abundant life, and it looks like this. I see. Things may morph and change. Just allow whatever needs to happen to happen. And then perhaps the scene goes back to the original that you saw when you first entered. You are standing in a space of your soul, a space where you can hear and create. Fill this space with your conscious thought of love, conscious thought that you are supplied. And we thank you, Father, that you supply clothing, food, and all we need to be your children. Feel the light of Jesus Christ with you. Feel the energy begin to draw you back to the column of light. And very gently bring your focus back into this room. Feel the chair that holds you. You are the unique spark of God. Unique. Feel your heart opening and let your light shine. And we thank you, God. Take a breath and gently open your eyes. Were you all able to see anything, create something in your world? The inner work that you do becomes the outer that you see. Never hesitate to shift what you do not like inside. Never hesitate to bring more love to your thoughts. You are the vibration that creates your landscape. And I do encourage you to take one of the promises. Will you take a promise and work with it for this week? And then Cheryl's going to be back with us next week. She's going to teach you the next step of creating greater prosperity and abundance in your world. Say yay, God. Yeah.